4B, right of way. There are rules to aid in determining when drivers must yield. 4B-1. For right of way at an uncontrolled intersection, when vehicles are approaching the intersection at approximately the same time, and where signs or signals are not used, watch for vehicles coming from the right and yield the right of way. Reader's note: the diagram shows the intersection of two-way streets. Car A is at the left, car B at the bottom, and car C is at the right. End note. For example, car A yields to car B if car A is going straight ahead. If car A turns left, car A yields to both B and C. Car B yields to car C. Drive defensively. Other drivers may not stop even if you have the right of way. 4B-2. At intersections with yield signs, check for cross traffic before reaching the intersection. Yield the right of way to any cross traffic close enough to cause conflict. When turning onto a street or highway, yield to any vehicle close enough to cause conflict. Check for a gap in traffic, merge, and adjust your speed. 4B-3. At intersections with four-way stops. All drivers have a duty to stop, followed by a duty to use ordinary care as they proceed through the intersection. Common courtesy is that the driver who stops first should be permitted to go first. If in doubt, yield to the driver on your right. Never insist on the right of way and risk a collision. 4B-4. Rules for driving roundabouts. When driving a roundabout, the same general rules apply for maneuvering through any other type of intersection. However, traffic flows one way in a counterclockwise direction around the center island. Large vehicles need more space when driving in a roundabout. Roundabouts provide truck aprons, raised paved areas next to the circular roadway for the rear wheels of large trucks to use when turning. Rules for driving a roundabout. Slow down to the posted advisory speed and obey all traffic signs. Yield to pedestrians and bicyclists in the crosswalk as you approach the roundabout. Yield to traffic approaching on your left already in the roundabout. Enter the roundabout circle when there is a safe gap in traffic. As you approach your exit, turn on your right turn signal. Yield to pedestrians and bicyclists in the crosswalk as you exit. Truck aprons are not to be used by cars, SUVs, pickup trucks, bicyclists, or pedestrians. Additional rules for driving a dual-lane roundabout. It is very important to observe signs and arrows to determine which is the proper lane to use before entering the circular roadway. In general, to make a left turn, choose the shared through left turn lane. To make a right turn, choose the shared through right turn lane. To go straight, observe the signs and arrows to see which lane is meant for through traffic. Yield to all traffic on your left already in the roundabout before entering. Stay in your designated lane. Avoid driving next to or passing large trucks approaching and maneuvering through a roundabout, as trucks might cross into other lanes or onto the truck apron when turning. Emergency vehicles in the roundabout. Always yield to emergency vehicles. If you have not entered the roundabout, pull over and allow the emergency vehicle to pass. If you have entered the roundabout, continue to your exit, then once beyond the splitter island, pull over and allow the emergency vehicles to pass. Avoid stopping within the roundabout. 4B-5. Nebraska Move Over Law. A driver in a vehicle on a multi-lane controlled access highway approaching a stopped emergency, road assistance, public-private utility maintenance, highway maintenance, or solid waste or recycling collection vehicle with flashing lights must move into a lane at least one travel lane away from the stopped vehicles. If moving into another lane is not possible due to other traffic or for other conditions, the driver must then reduce their speed and maintain a safe speed past the stopped vehicles. Note, for purposes of this section, road assistance vehicle includes a vehicle operated by the Department of Transportation, a Nebraska State Patrol motorist assistance vehicle, a United States Department of Transportation registered towing or roadside assistance vehicle, and a utility service vehicle operated by a utility company. The fines for violating move-over law are: first offense, up to $100. Second and subsequent offenses, up to $500 and or up to 7 days in jail. 4B-6. Move crashes to shoulder and quick clearance. Drivers involved in minor crashes on the interstate or freeway system, in which there are no injuries and the vehicles are still drivable, should drive the vehicles to the nearest shoulder out of the travel lanes. Vehicles that are unable to be moved to the shoulder may be pushed to the shoulder by law enforcement or have such vehicle removed by others. 4B-7. When leaving alleys, driveways, parking lots to enter a roadway, stop before driving onto a sidewalk or onto the sidewalk area and proceed slowly. Yield the right-of-way to any pedestrian and approaching vehicles. 4B-8. Right-of-way to emergency vehicles. When the siren or flashing lights of an authorized emergency vehicle are activated, the driver of any other vehicle shall yield the right-of-way, immediately drive to a position parallel to and as close as possible to the right-hand edge or curb of the roadway and stop, clear of any intersections, and unless otherwise directed by a traffic officer. Remain stopped until the emergency vehicle has passed. Watch for other emergency vehicles before proceeding. On a roadway divided by a median, traffic going the opposite direction are not required to stop. No vehicle may follow any fire apparatus traveling in an emergency status closer than 500 feet or drive onto a park within the block the fire apparatus has stopped to answer an emergency. Note, funeral procession escort vehicles are classified as emergency vehicles. Drivers are required to yield to funeral escort vehicles displaying proper audio or visual signals. 4B-9. Right-of-way to pedestrians. Yield to all pedestrians within crosswalks. Slow down and be ready to stop if needed. Motorists should leave a safe distance of no less than 3 feet clearance to avoid colliding with any pedestrian upon any roadway. 4B-10. Right-of-way to visually impaired. When approaching someone using a white cane or guide dog, stop until the person is well away from the roadway or path of travel. 4B-11. Always obey a police officer when they are directing traffic.